Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Time to land the plane. It's the final segment of the Daily Tip on a Monday, December 8th. In a few moments here on the show, we'll get to our favorite plays. And listen, there's been some lamenting and some complaining about this Monday night game between the Chargers and the Eagles, but we've settled on some things. In fact, I think Kate has three bets in this game. Kate Constable in for Jinx today. But before we get to our best bets, I was going to ask you about this because I feel like I'm in the exact Venn diagram of who this would work for, and it doesn't work for me. So I'm wondering who this does work for. So last night, Peacock had what they called, quote, the reality hot seat alternate broadcast of Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Texans. And they had like these reality stars who hosted this. So they did play-by-play of this game. And I'm thinking to myself off the top, I'm like, if Tom Brady struggles with play-by-play, do we really think these reality stars are going to be able to carry a football broadcast? I did not watch this, but here are the names. And I didn't know any of these people. Boston Rob from Survivor. No idea. Heather Gay from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I know that's a popular franchise for The Real Housewives. Still don't know who she is. Podcast host Justin Sylvester and Kate Chastain. So no disrespect to these people, but like they couldn't get bigger reality stars. Like maybe if it was Snooki, if it was Ariana Maddox, if it was Kim Kardashian, maybe this would have worked. But like, I can't even feign interest in this. I don't know who was watching this.
I saw clips of this on Twitter this morning and I wondered to myself, like, who are these people talking about the football game? Like, what? I don't know half these names, Chelsea. I mean, you know I live under a rock when it comes to pop culture, but like I do know the big names. And maybe these are like massive names. I don't know. But like Kate Chastain, oh, she's got a million followers. I suppose maybe I should know who that is. I didn't get it. It didn't hit for me at all. I didn't even know it was happening, one, last night when I was watching the game, but two, like, seeing clips this morning, no. I was just confused. And I know it's, like, the fun aspect of, like, they're trying to explain the game. They don't exactly know everything, the ins and outs of what's going on, and so that's what makes it funny is, like, trying to explain to your, like, you know, best friend who doesn't watch football what's happening. Like, I don't know. It did not hit for me. I don't, do they have any more of these planned? Like, what's the deal?
I think it was only because it was the Chiefs. And like my only thought is that they probably talked about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's just some industry executives like, they'll just talk about Taylor Swift and we don't have to pay for Taylor Swift. But I don't know. It seems too niche for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know these people well enough. So, like, I was asking, I was like, okay, what about the flip side? Like, me and Dent were talking, we were like, okay, what if Peyton Manning did, like, an alternate cast of, like, Love Island or something? And I was like, you know what? Actually, I'd watch that. But that's so dependent on his personality. That's because Peyton Manning's, like, legitimately funny. And he is an A-lister. I think the problem with some of these TV networks is that they confuse social media fame with overall fame. Because you say this girl has a million followers. I would be curious to know how many people have a million followers on social media. I feel like it's probably a big number. I click on these people all the time where I have no idea who they are and they have like 5 million followers.
Yeah,
but it's not the same as people who are like A-list actors where it's just like, their Q score. I don't know if you've heard of that metric where like people who are in every demographic like know who they are. It's just like there's too many influencers. So just because somebody's famous on social media does not mean that everybody in the country, like think about how many million people are in the United States. Like only 1 million of those people even know who this person is.
It's weird. I would actually watch Peyton Manning though. But you're right. It is all personality dependent. And I mean the niche is too small of which they like Maxler in our chat that Kate Chastain is from Below Deck. Well, unless you watch like a ton of Bravo and that's your one show on Bravo. Like if you watch sports in general, you probably know who Peyton Manning is without having watched you know him through his entire career. If you didn't watch Below Deck. And I say all this knowing, like, I have so many girlfriends that are, like, that went to BravoCon. So, like, maybe there are people that are, like, totally into this and this is their life. I kind of couldn't imagine that.
Right. I don't know. So, the reason I mention this is because they're going to have another alternate broadcast tonight for Monday Night Football. But, listen, I feel like this one makes a little bit more sense because I think it's geared towards children. So it's the cast of Monsters, Inc., and it's going to be on ESPN. It's their third animated all-cast that they've done. They've done this on Nickelodeon, and honestly, I feel like they do a good job. Because, like, the kid broadcasters are actually pretty good. And the thing is, there are kids who are interested in football, but some of the words and, you know, the broadcast on the normal one is too adult for them. Not even like adult in a bad way. It's just, you know, they use bigger words. So like the kids one is more fun. So I actually see a pathway for like if you have kids, maybe you would watch this one.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm going to flip over and just watch this for a couple of minutes. I always do with all of these alternate broadcasts that are like the kids ones, the SpongeBob ones in the past, a Simpsons one. Just because it is funny. It's comical. And like, I have so many little nephews that are getting into sports and like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This will probably help them understand the game a little bit more. So is your average NFL-loving adult probably going to be tuning in to this broadcast? No, not more than, you know, a minute or two. But, like, I think it's awesome for the kids. It gets them more involved, helps them understand the sport better. And it is kind of funny at the same time. Plus, I love Monsters, Inc. Like, I don't know who Kate Chastain is, but Mike Wazowski, oh, yeah, he is right up my alley right there.
Right. It's a really popular movie. So I understand it. At least if I was like an industry executive, if you were pitching me that idea, I would agree with the Monsters, Inc. one. Not so much the reality hot seat. Because why wouldn't you just watch reality TV if that's what you're into? All right. So without further ado, let's get to what we're actually playing in tonight's Monday Night Football matchup.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Kate, since you are guest hosting, you get to go first. So what we want from you here is your singular best bet. Pick one bet that you like, the one you like the most, and you tell us why.
I am going to take Jalen Hurts over 29.5 rushing yards as my very best bet. He's been using his legs a lot more lately, racking up those yards. I think he continues to do that with this offense struggling, maybe takes matters into his own hands at times in this game, especially if it's close late or if the Eagles are down at all. So I am going Jalen Hurts over 29.5 rushing yards tonight.
Ah, I like it. I like it. I like it. All right, for me, I had trouble kind of landing on something for this game. Just everything kind of led to a dead end for me. So I got a little creative, and I'm not a huge fan of same game teasers, but I feel like this one kind of fits the bill because the hypothesis for me is that this is going to be lower scoring, and I don't see either of these teams really blowing the other one out. Because what have we seen from the Eagles? Like, that has been the calling card for the Eagles, is that even when they're winning games, they're not dominating. If you look at their last 9 games, only 2 of those have been by more than 7 points. When it comes to wins, some of those games they've been losing outright. So first leg of the same game teaser is the Chargers +7. I think the Chargers can keep it close with an Eagles team that's offense has not been anything to write home about. And then, since points are going to be at a premium, we're going to combine Chargers +7 with under 49. That's -125. Both these defenses have been really dependable. Even if you don't trust Justin Herbert and his, you know, recovery from hand surgery, which goes into the handicap as well, both these defenses have been tops in the NFL in some category or another. You look at the Eagles defense against the pass, allowing the worst completion percentage of any defense in the NFL to opposing quarterbacks. Opposing quarterbacks completing just 56% of their passes. Then you look at yards per attempt, and the Chargers have been one of the best teams at limiting the big play, allowing just 6.4 yards per attempt. So I think both these defenses kind of fit the bill here. So let's go a same game teaser. Chargers +7, under 49, -125. All right, Kate, I know you got a couple other bets. What are they and why?
Just sticking with the Jalen Hurts angle, Chelsea, I'm going to go an anytime touchdown, +105. You get a little plus money there. If I like him to run, I think he can find the end zone on at least one of those. And if it's not a designed run or a scramble of anything, it's tush push. Like, I'll just bank on the tush push. I mean, my bets kind of contradict each other because I'm also going to go Chargers money line. I mean, I think that the Eagles can score once or twice and the Chargers can still win this game. Chargers have the better defense right now. They have the better offense right now. I know Herbert's banged up, but as long as he's out there, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be okay, serviceable at the least. So I'm going Chargers money line, plus this line is moving ever so slightly, half a point in favor of the Chargers since it opened.
I think you can still thread the needle there. Like, I don't necessarily think that they're contradicting, but maybe don't play them in a same game parlay. Like, you can play these separately, But like, that's my advice for anybody playing same game parlays. Make sure all of the legs correlate. Because I will say this, like, as opposed to playing all bets, like say you play four individual bets that all hinge on the Chargers having a good game, that's when you can find yourself underwater. If you have a lot riding on one particular result. So this way you kind of have a couple outcomes covered.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Anytime I try, like couple weeks this year, I thought the Lions were going to absolutely go off, and I, you know, do a fun little same game parlay on multiple Lions players to like just destroy the stat sheet, and I get destroyed in the backlash of that because it is hard for multiple players to have like breakout games type of thing and your parlay to hit. So I'm done with same game parlays for the most part, Chelsea. All three of those bets tonight for me are all going to be straight bets.
Ah, but if there is a team that you could sell me on a same game parlay, it's usually the Lions. Because like their offense is so easy to fall in love with. Like Jahmyr Gibbs, it feels like he's matchup proof. He is so electric and dynamic. So I see where you're coming from when it comes to the Lions. We'll see on the Eagles and Chargers, though. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That's going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. For me, for Kate Constable, go out and have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.